Welcome and thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Kristen Holland, the Associate Director for Science in the Division of Overdose Prevention at the CDC.
We really have seen some differences recently with respect to the overdose epidemic. We're seeing that it is continuing to evolve. So while overdose deaths were increasing in the months before the COVID-19 pandemic began, provisional mortality data show us that overdose deaths actually accelerated during the pandemic. So this past December, the Division of Overdose Prevention reported increases in overdose deaths, with over 81,000 overdose deaths occurring in the United States in the 12 months ending in May 2020. That represents the largest number of overdose deaths for a 12-month period ever recorded. So we had seen a 4.1% decline in overdose deaths from 2017 to 2018. But this increase that we noted in the 12 months ending in 2020 represented an 18.2% increase in overdose deaths compared to the 12 months ending in June 2019. So really what these data tell us is just that the drug overdose epidemic is worsening, and we actually have even more recent provisional data now suggesting that the number of overdose deaths is over 90,000 for the 12-month period ending in September 2020.
Yeah, you know, I was about to say that, you know, that last statistic that you talked about, the time ending in May 2020, happened to really end at a really strange period because it was right in the midst of the pandemic as things were going up in terms of cases of COVID-19. You know, how has COVID-19 affected, you know, the use of drugs, the overdoses of drugs? You know, did it change any of the dynamics that we would usually see with those sorts of trends?
Another great question. So, you know, I don't think that we can draw causal associations between COVID-19 and the drug overdose epidemic. But what we can say is that we have seen a worsening in the drug overdose epidemic during that time. One of the other things that we have seen is that the increases that we're observing in overdose deaths are really now being driven by synthetic opioids, so primarily illicitly manufactured fentanyl. So again, looking back to that 12-month period that ended in May 2020, we saw almost a 40% increase in synthetic opioid deaths compared to the 12-month period ending in June 2019. So again, that represents a very different perspective than what we had seen before, and a very concerning shift in the overdose epidemic.
And when it comes to those synthetic drugs, you know, are these ones that are coming from you know, illicit areas? Are they coming from you know, from pharmacies that are not able to control them as well? I mean, you know, are there certain trends in the way people are getting these drugs and the way they're being distributed around the United States?
So overall, we've actually seen decreases in prescribing for opioids and prescription opioid misuse and prescription opioid use disorder, and also in fatalities from heroin and prescription opioids. But again, where we're seeing the major increases is in those deaths that are related to synthetic opioids and primarily the illicitly manufactured fentanyl. So no, it's not that these drugs are coming from pharmacies, but these are illicitly manufactured fentanyl-related overdoses.
Right. What kind of data have you been following since May of 2020? You know, you mentioned you had some preliminary data that there may be an increase to 90,000 by September of 2020. You know, how are you tracking things at this point? And, you know, do you have any idea where some of the trends might be going toward once we see, really, it sounds like your numbers might be coming out here fairly soon?
Sure. So we're tracking mainly two sources of data. One is the mortality data, which we get from the National Center for Health Statistics, their vital statistics data. And the provisional data come out there's about a 9-month lag for overdose data. So we're able to see what happened essentially, towards the beginning of the pandemic, or well, I guess the most recent, let me start over here.
Sure.
And I'll completely start from the beginning. So the data that we are tracking come primarily in two forms. One is mortality data, and so those data are essentially vital statistics data that tell us that someone died from an overdose and then what that overdose was related to. So, as I mentioned, for those data, we have the most recent data that we have are for the 12-month period ending in September 2020. We also are tracking what we call syndromic surveillance data, and these data are coming from about 70% of emergency department visits across the U.S. So, from those from the syndromic surveillance perspective, we're able to monitor non-fatal overdoses. And a study that actually came out in February of this year highlighted some increases that were observed for both all drug overdoses and opioid-related overdoses that were that were observed in emergency departments. And that study highlighted, it looked at a number of outcomes. So we looked at mental health conditions, we looked at suicide attempts and different types of violence. But again, we also looked at overdoses. And overdoses in particular demonstrated the most consistent trends even given or during the pandemic. So one of the things that we saw, for instance, was that opioid overdoses were the only outcome that we examined for which the 2020 weekly counts, so the weekly count of emergency department visits for these opioid overdoses, never decreased below the mean number of counts for the same number, the same period in 2019. And that study is a little bit distinct in that, as you can imagine, during the pandemic, people were actually trying to avoid going to emergency departments. And one of the things that we saw was that we were looking at emergency department visits and trying to figure out, okay, are visits increasing during the pandemic for these outcomes of interest, including overdoses? Are they staying the same? Are they decreasing? What's going on here? And we saw overall that the total number of emergency department visits that we were looking at decreased. So that's any emergency department visit decreased during the pandemic. Again, as you can imagine, people are trying to avoid going to emergency departments because they don't want to contract or increase the risk of contracting COVID. And there was essentially almost a 43% decrease in overall emergency department visits. But then for opioid overdoses and for all drug overdoses, we saw a much lesser decrease for those visits. And then again, we saw that the counts for these types of visits never decreased below their 2019 value.
So, Dr. Holland, there's also, the United States is a very large place. What sort of geographic trends have you seen, or where are you seeing pockets of use of maybe some synthetic opioids or overdoses or anything like that?
Sure. So, with respect to, again, that 40% increase almost in synthetic opioid overdoses that we observed in the 12-month period ending in May 2020 compared to the 12-month period ending in June 2019, what we saw was that 37 of the 38 U.S. jurisdictions that had available synthetic opioid data for overdoses reported an increase in synthetic opioid overdose deaths. We also saw that 18 of those jurisdictions reported an increase of greater than 50% in synthetic opioid-involved overdoses. And then 10 Western states reported over a 98% increase in these synthetic opioid-involved deaths. So essentially what we're seeing is a Western expansion of synthetic opioid deaths and related it. Okay, let me start over right there.
Sure.
And say, so essentially what we're seeing is a westward expansion in deaths related to synthetic opioids.
And, you know, we've talked about a lot of different trends that are going on with this opioid use. You know, are there any reasons that you can pull out or even conjecture about, you know, why some of these things are happening or, you know, even just some of the more basic correlations that you've noticed throughout the epidemic itself?
Sure. So one of the things that we can say about that westward expansion of synthetic opioid overdose deaths is that it's consistent with what we're seeing in terms of large increases in illicitly manufactured fentanyl availability in Western states. We're also seeing just that, you know, that a lot of factors could be driving the increase in overdose deaths. So the changing illicit drug market, and like I just mentioned, the wider availability of illicitly manufactured fentanyl and fentanyl analogs. We're seeing co-use of illicitly manufactured fentanyl with other drugs, such as cocaine and methamphetamine. And we're seeing also a mixing of illicitly manufactured fentanyl into the drug supplies of methamphetamine and cocaine. So the changes in the drug supply and substances are especially concerning. The mixing of fentanyl into the drug supply puts people at risk for overdose as it increases the risk of exposure to fentanyl, which is a really highly potent opioid. Many people may not even be aware that there are other substances mixed in the drugs that they're using. And the other thing is that in the context of the COVID pandemic, we also have the risk that people who use drugs encounter simply by using alone in a setting where there's no opportunity for life-saving intervention in case of an overdose. So, for example, administration of naloxone, which can reverse the effects of an overdose, of an opioid overdose.
Just wanted to touch a little bit on, you know, what the government is doing at this point. You know, what sort of initiatives are going on within the United States to make education about opioid use more prevalent and also to cut down on some of these overdoses?
Great question. So CDC's work is really focusing on five primary areas. The first one is in conducting research and surveillance. So one of the things that is incredibly important to informing the direction of the overdose epidemic is ensuring that we have timely, high-quality data that can help us to understand the extent of the problem and help us really focus resources where they're needed most, and also help us to evaluate prevention efforts that are implemented. The second key area that we're focusing on is on building local state and tribal capacity. So local communities play a really important role in preventing opioid overdoses, and CDC funds a number of efforts to improve data collection and to implement strategies to prevent overdoses that are based on the best available evidence. So for example, one of our kind of our bread and butter here is a program that we call the Overdose Data to Action Program. Through this program, we fund health departments in 66 jurisdictions across the U.S. to strengthen their surveillance and prevention efforts. In 2019, CDC allocated more than $300 million per year for 3 years to support state and local health departments in this effort. So some of the examples of prevention activities that they're implementing are strengthening prescription drug monitoring programs and improving partnerships between state and local health departments and organizations that can help to implement overdose prevention activities, and establishing programs that help link people who are at risk for overdose to different kinds of care and treatment. The third area that we are really working in is in supporting providers, health systems, and payers. So, for instance, we use the CDC guideline for prescribing opioids for chronic pain to disseminate information to providers and health systems on how they can improve the way that opioids are prescribed. We also are partnering with public safety and ensuring greater communication and collaboration between public health and law enforcement, because this is a problem that not one agency or one organization can solve on its own. It really requires a lot of collaboration. And so we're really trying to improve data sharing and surveillance and the targeting of different types of interventions. And then finally, the last thing that we're really kind of focusing our efforts on is on empowering consumers to make safe choices. So recently, CDC launched the RX Awareness Communication Campaign, and it's designed to educate consumers about the risks of prescription opioids and the importance of discussing other safer, more effective pain management options with their healthcare providers. So we're really excited about that opportunity too.
I was wondering if you could just maybe describe some of these synthetic drugs, since not everyone is 1,000% familiar with everything, just so our listeners understand what we're talking about a little bit more.
So fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It can come in two different kind of packages. One is pharmaceutical fentanyl, and the other is illicitly manufactured fentanyl. As I mentioned, deaths that are involving illicitly manufactured fentanyl are increasing right now. But fentanyl itself is a synthetic opioid. It's approved for pharmaceutical use for treating severe pain, typically advanced cancer pain. But what we do know about fentanyl is that it is very potent. It's about 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine. It's typically prescribed in the form of transdermal patches or lozenges, but those, of course, can be diverted for misuse in the United States, and that's where we're really concerned.
And then just the last question, you mentioned these other life-saving drugs like Narcan. Are you seeing any trends with those in the terms of people getting trained and then carrying them more, being disseminated more throughout the United States?
So let's see. That is a great question that I don't know if we have.
Dr. Holland, there are drugs out there that can be extremely life-saving for someone going through an overdose or having issues with opioid overdose. How do those drugs work, and what might they be doing to really help the situation?
That's a great question. So one of the drugs that we often refer to is naloxone. It's one of those drugs that we really want to ensure is available to those people who are at risk for overdose. And that includes people who have experienced a non-fatal overdose before, or people who are using high doses of opioids. Naloxone is a drug that can actually reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. And so ensuring that naloxone is available to people who are at risk for an overdose, and ensuring that the people who are around those people who are at risk for an overdose, ensuring that they know how to use naloxone, they know the value of having naloxone around is very important. So also something to consider is making sure that people who are using drugs are not using them alone, and that there is a bystander there who could administer naloxone in the case of an overdose is incredibly important and can ultimately save lives.
We'd like to thank today's guest, Kristen Holland, the Associate Director for Science in the Division of Overdose Prevention at the CDC. For more on this discussion, visit WTOP.com and search Emergent Biosolutions.